What causes anger, and how do I get almost instant relief from it today? This is one of the most amazing transformations I've seen in being able to get instant relief from anger today because I've been an angry person since I can remember for most of my life, and now I'm not an angry person, and that's amazing. It's because I see the cause of anger and I see the choice I have in it, and I'm willing to ask for help when I can't. What causes anger is a difference, a reaction to the difference between an idea of how things should be and how they actually are. For example, I was just driving home maybe 15 minutes ago, and a situation that would have angered me all the rest of my life and did anger me so many times happened. I changed lanes and a guy was driving very fast behind me in a pickup truck, and he got mad that I was in front of him driving slower. There were lots of other cars around too, and he honked his horn at me and changed lanes over right back in front of me and tailgated several cars in front of me also. Now, even just talking about this, I started to get a little shaky because my body was so sure that I needed the emotion of anger. And the situation is one that easily could produce anger and does produce anger in lots of people and did for me. And how did I not get angry there? Well, technically, anger flared up for an instant and then was gone in an instant. And the reason is I could see the choices I had. I could see my choice. Do I want to get angry over this? Is this how it should be? If I say no, this isn't how it should be, he shouldn't be driving that fast, and he shouldn't be treating me like this. I'm assuming it was a he, I think it was. And he shouldn't be tailgating these other. If I start doing that, instant anger, instant misery, and yet there's a sense of self, of me that comes, of separation, because now there's this unit. There's me and there's him. There's this fight. And that is a miserable state to live. And that is a choice to be in that state also. And if you can't see the choice, the only way out is to ask for help. I was stuck not being able to see the choice I was making to be angry at every situation in my life. I remember there were soap dispensers in the hub in the old office I used to have. And the soap dispensers in the bathroom drove me mad. They put out too much soap all at once, and I'd be mad about it all day. Those damn soap dispensers putting out all this soap. What the? And I went to Walmart and bought like $20 of 99 cent soap dispensers so that I could solve that problem that had made me so mad forever. And there's another great example. Cue the dogs to help me make a good video. When I used to make these videos, whenever the dogs would bark, I'd get mad. I'd run out, you shut up making a video. I don't know if it was when I used to make these inspirational videos, but when I'd try and do my videos and my courses a while back, I'd get mad at the dogs for barking. Don't you know I'm making a video? You ruined it. Now I have to edit the whole video. I gotta make it all over again. And that's how I lived. And I see there's so many people living like that today. I'm sharing with this with you with the hope that you can see the choice there is to be angry so that you don't have to get angry in any situation. I don't have to be angry ever now. It's a miracle. And I rarely experience anger for more than an instant, like what you just saw with the dogs. I could have chosen to be angry there. I don't want that. I don't want to be at the dogs that I love so much. I see the choices I've made here. I chose to have dogs in my house. I've chosen not to train them to not bark. I could buy a bark collar. It would train them not to bark all on its own. I wouldn't even have to do anything except buy the collar and put it on their neck. So I've chosen to allow them to bark. I've chosen to have them in my home, knowing that dogs bark. I've chosen those things that led to this barking situation. I've chosen all that. What I cannot control is when they decide to bark, whatever they just barked at. What I can control is how I react and what I think about. Do I think about, oh, they shouldn't be doing that. They shouldn't be doing this. I have to edit. Nah. Or do I think about, I love those dogs. I'm very happy they're alive today. I'm very happy they're here. I'm happy they're active and full of life and they have the energy and enthusiasm to go bark at something. I'm happy I didn't train them not to bark so that when they do need to bark, if there is something really wrong or they need to bark, then they can bark. I'm happy I can accept the choices I've made in the past to lead into this situation. And I love opportunities for you to see me actually do something I'm talking about in context. Because that to me is what's real. It's real if you can do it right when it happens immediately. No pretense, no script, just right when it happens on the spot. Today I know there is no way I can get angry if I'm in sync with life. If I look around and say, ah, yes, everything is how it should be, then there's no potential to get angry. The only way I can get angry is if I look around and say, you know what, that's not right. That's not right. And even just saying the words, the energy that's required to say them, it starts the kindling of a fire of anger. How much of my life did I define whether I was alive or not by how kindred that anger was? These people are wrong. This country is wrong. This person is wrong. This company is wrong. Ah! It's so attractive, and yet it's such a miserable way to live. I'm thankful today that when an opportunity to be angry comes up, I consistently make the choice to say no. No. And I know it's hard sometimes. Sometimes something so lucrative will come up. I can't say no. I have no ability to say no. And this often happens with things like relationships where they're so emotionally charged. Or with my work. Someone leaves a negative review on my Udemy course that just tries to give me every negative thing as possible. And occasionally I'll no, no, ah. And the Hulk comes out. And I'm ready to fight. The only way I can get help then is to see, uh-oh, Jerry is beyond saying no to anger right now. To take a step above it and to look at my reaction to my reaction. Uh-oh, Jerry's mad and Jerry's ready to fight now. Uh-oh, I need help. Uh-oh. Jerry's in trouble now. Jerry wants to go. Jerry's ready to go. He's mad. He's roaring. He's ready to go. Please help. And then I can pray for help. And this works really good with family members and friends especially. Because sometimes I'll be playing a video game with a friend and he'll just piss me off. He'll be complaining about the game enough that I want to complain about him. I want to say things like, you know, if you didn't complain about the game so much, you wouldn't hate it so much. And the only way I can get relief from that is to just pray to be a good friend. And you could call it an affirmation if you want. It's a step back to what's really important. What's really important if I'm playing a video game with my friend? It's not the video game. Who cares what score we get? It's that we're there spending time together. That's what's important. And so that's what I want to do a good job on. So that's what I pray to do a good job with. I pray to be a good friend. And especially with relationships, because for a young man, usually, and an old man maybe even if your mom's still alive, the mother-son relationship is one that often can be very easily able to provoke anger. I know, in fact, it's rarely is it easier for anyone to be able to get me angry than it is my mother. She's known me since before I was born. If she wants me to be angry, she knows where to look. She knows the buttons. And the way I am able to instantly choose not to be angry with my mom, I pray to be a good son. And if I see the choice immediately to accept my mom as she is, then anger is not an option. If I don't, and I start saying, you know, my mom shouldn't be like that. My mom should not be like that. That's right. Arr! Then I still can step, oh, Jerry's angry. Jerry's upset with how his mom is. And Jerry needs help. Can I please be a good son? I want to be a good son. I'll do anything to be a good son right now. I don't want to say anything mean to my mother. I want to love my mother. I want to respect my mother. Remember that this woman gave birth to me and raised me and dealt with me for 31 years, just the way I am. She's loved me through everything. I want to remember that right this instant when I'm trying to find something wrong with her. And that's how I get nearly instant relief from anger. I used to spend days, weeks, months, years of my life angry at stupid things, at things someone said, someone did. And then I'd try and numb the pain of it and hurt myself more. This person did me wrong, so I'm going to drink a lot and have a horrible hangover tomorrow to show them. And who did I show myself? Oh, wow, you're really miserable again. So I'm grateful I have a chance to not live like that today, using what I've shared with you here and what I've shared in everything else that I put up online. I pray today that I remember the choice to be angry, and that I remember the choice to not be angry, that I cannot be angry without making a choice to be angry. And I pray that if I cannot say no to being angry, that if all I can do is say yes to being angry, I pray that I will ask for help, that I'll pray to be a good son or a good family member, a good friend, a good instructor online, a good person, a good human being, that I will ask for help if I can't see any alternative to saying yes to anger. I pray that you have the exact same opportunity today, that you have the chance to choose to be angry or to not be angry. And that if you can't make the choice other than to be angry, that you can at least ask for help. I know that even one less angry person in the world makes a huge difference. This angry person being transformed into a not angry person has been huge for all the people in my life. And I'm honored to share that with you here today. Thank you very much for watching or listening or reading, and I hope you have a wonderful day today.